Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can hear the crying from here. And it's coming all the way from Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah, it has to do with the crybabies at CNN.
Oh, shocker. Crybabies, yeah.
No, they're going to be crying for a while. In his 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes, it is. A happy hump day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories, a judge blocks Trump's order. This was to stop spending on a lot of different things, a lot of different groups and grants, etc. The judge blocked it, so things are going to continue business as usual for now. But I guess the hope was they could take a look at some of these programs and the ones that were necessary they could cut. But again, anytime you start to squeeze that spigot in D.C., oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You'll hear from people for sure. So you've got that going on. Also, locally, you've got Randy Fine. He won the Republican primary, and that was yesterday. This is to fill the seat left behind by Mike Waltz, and it's the 6th congressional district. So this was a primary, a special election primary. Randy Fine will meet the Democrat primary winner, Josh Wheel. And that election will take place April 1st. So we'll give you a heads up when we get closer to that. CNN is not happy. It's not a happy place. This is from Carlos Greer and the New York Post. Yeah, they're not crazy, obviously, about the new administration, so folks are hearing. Insiders fume that execs are paying people to kiss Trump's ass. That's in quotations. And fear that the network, which lauds itself as the most trusted name in news, is veering right to bring in viewers. We're told that under new boss Mark Thompson, who has been accused of pandering to the White House, it's gotten so bad that some employees are ashamed to even work there. Hmm. You know, that is a sign. If the employees there hate what's going on, that shows that maybe they are trying to make some changes. Like I said, when whatever you're programming, whatever you're pushing, promoting, the people are not buying, you better try a different product. And that may be exactly what's in the works. You do it too quickly, you could lose what small amount of viewership you have. But if you do it too slowly, and you don't make a big deal of it, people that are right of center don't really care what you're doing. You have to give them a valid and compelling reason why they need to watch what they're doing at CNN, or they're not going to get, you know, they won't be fully informed, etc. So, yeah, this new boss accused of pandering to the White House. After Jim Acosta, one of Trump's most vocal on-air critics, announced that he was leaving the network on Tuesday after being bumped to the graveyard shift, a source told Page Six longtime CNN employees who are actual journalists are embarrassed. Wait a second. You're going to have to define what a journalist is.
Oh, my goodness.
And remember, defined by CNN standards, I would have no idea.
Can you say CNN and standards at the same time? I did. It's like an oxymoron.
Just, for lack of of other terminology. So-called conservative contributor Scott Jennings, a regular on Abby Phillips' 10 p.m. roundtable show, CNN Night, Newsnight, and we're told he is alienating employees with his MAGA talking points. Well, if you call him a conservative contributor, and that's the role he plays on this particular roundtable show, why would you be alienated by him talking about what all conservatives and who all conservatives voted for? President Trump and his MAGA agenda, making America great again, putting Americans first. But they don't want to hear that. He's alienating employees. It's funny. Wow.
Weird.
You lefties love all this DEI stuff and diversity and all that. But in true diversity, which is diversity of thought, they don't want any other quote-unquote side. There is no other side. They want to make it look like, oh, look, we're covering the bases. Look at we've got a conservative on there. And when he actually starts sounding like a conservative, talking about the things that other conservatives are talking about, oh, they just go crazy. They pay him to kiss Donald Trump's ass. That's what they said.
Unreal.
Some of the editorial people don't even want their names associated with it. But CNN brass think it's good television and encourage it. It's embarrassing, according to that source. CNN vets Wolf Blitzer and Pamela Brown are replacing Acosta's 10 a.m. CNN newsroom show. Acosta was slated for the graveyard shift before he decided not to accept his new time slot and flee the network. Trump posted on social media, Jim Acosta, one of the worst and most dishonest reporters in journalistic history, a major sleazebag, has been relegated by CNN fake news to the midnight hour Death Valley because of extraordinarily bad ratings, and then in parentheses, and no talent.
Well,
that's funny. Yeah. Word is that he wants to quit, and that would be even better. Jim is a major loser who will fail no matter where he ends up. Good luck, Jim. Wow. Hey, just a mention by the president says something. He really was a thorn in the side of the president in the first term, and he really was a jackaloney. Acosta is the latest of a slew of veteran CNN broadcasters, including Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Allison Camerota, and Poppy Harlow, to exit in recent years as the network struggles to find its voice.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. So the people that are there think they're acquiescing to Trump. And they use the Jim Acosta thing to say, yeah, look, see? See what they did to Jim Acosta?
Oh, my goodness.
They said morale is low, a source did.
Well, maybe they're, like, bummed that nobody's watching.
Well, here's the thing. They're upset by another round of layoffs.
Right.
Well, why do you think there are layoffs?
Yes.
Cost-cutting measures due to the fact that low ratings generates much less in revenue. Thereby, when they look at their output of what they're paying for personnel, it's not jiving. You can't have low revenue and big paychecks.
We've been blown away by the millions of dollars that these people and, you know, Maddow on MSNBC. It's like just crazy money. Like, really?
What? Yeah, they lowered her contract in the case of Madcow.
Yeah.
From $30 million to $25
million. I hope she can get by on that.
I
think she'll be fine.
I'm just waiting for the call.
Oh, yeah.
For you and I to take the show.
Well,
would you go to CNN?
Only if I could be a conservative consultant and, you know, I could irritate them.
I mean, you would have to feel that you believe they really are making a change for the better and that they mean what they say. And yeah, I mean, I would consider it if, like I said, they said, look, moving forward, we're going to push a much cleaner agenda, really try to remain, you know, balanced or whatever. And yeah, if it's believable and the paycheck's right.
Oh, the believable part.
And the paycheck.
That's the really important part. You can be a little mean to me if you pay me enough, you know, just saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't sell my soul.
No, not at all.
And
you wouldn't switch sides or anything.
No, I would just have it written in my contract that, you know, I get to utilize my free expression, what
Absolutely.
My views are,
yeah.
and that if for any reason that causes, you know, peril or dismissal or whatever, you know, you'll pay me a set fee of $5 million.
I like it.
I'd like it, too. I'd try to get fired the first day.
Absolutely.
Retire to the mountains and have a beach house. The perfect world. Hey, 7:16 right now on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It's time for What's Bugging You? This is a chance for you to call in right now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, try again. 97.3 The Sky.
That would bug me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't want any bugs in your pie hole.
Oh, no.
It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. And if you can't get through right away, please try back. 877-975-9825. Good morning, peasant with a pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, what's bugging me is I'm not the only one that's letting people know what a weasel Wilton Simpson is. I heard Louis Valdez yesterday. He did a great job. He was letting everybody else know. I'm glad he's got my back, and that other guy, Matt, that called in, he's got my back, too. It's about time. But, yeah, I've been calling in for a year and a half, letting everybody know what a weasel he is. And you guys said that I went from 0 to 100 because I called him a weasel, but if I went from 0 to 100, I think Louis Valdez must have went from 0 to Mach 7.
No, he did.
He did.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And look, and peasant, that's one of the reasons why you're on the air. Free speech, giving your opinion, doesn't mean we always agree with it or we disagree with it. That's what this forum is all about. This is free speech in action. But when you get really personal very quickly, I mean, it'd be better to say what is it that bugs you about him.
The specific thing.
Be
yes.
specific about, yeah. I don't like him because he helped to write the Stoneman Douglas bill. Okay, then you've got something. But just to, you know, call him a weasel for no reason. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Hey, did you ever notice we never saw J.B. Pritzker and Chris Christie in the same room together? But what's bugging me is it dawned on me yesterday as I listened to Caroline Leavitt do her first press conference. I really feel we got truly ripped off with the two press secretaries under Joe Biden, Jen Psaki and Karine Jean-Pierre, because Caroline Leavitt, she answers questions directly. She doesn't fumble through papers. She answers the question that's asked, and I'm sure it kind of pisses off the left, but I'm glad it's only it brings me back to Kayleigh McEnany. We got a good press secretary there.
I agree, and I think it's much easier being a press secretary for somebody that's telling the truth rather than spinning these yarns. That becomes difficult after a while. Let's go to Phil. What's bugging you?
Well, Mark kind of stole my thunder, but I was going to say that too bad Karima Wheat, Jean-Pierre, won't be around to celebrate Black History Month because she's history.
Yeah, I don't care what color she is. That means nothing to me. It was her lack of talent and her failure in ability to answer, in some cases, very obvious and plain questions.
But when she lied, like, really deeply, the press corps appreciated the extra breeze in the room from her eyelashes.
Oh, all right. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, Mark, it costs too much to rent a Coliseum to have Pritzker and Chrissy in the same room. But I love Carolyn Leavitt. And that was the first I heard about the condoms for Gaza. Okay, yeah, they're using them to float the bombs over. But I want to know, how can we find out who put that part into some bill that had 50,000 things, you know, pages to it, that, who put that in there? Was it JPL, you know, the Palestine? I mean, who puts these little nuggets into these huge bills that they sign.
Yeah, and they don't seem to accept responsibility. No, nobody comes out of the woodwork and raises their hand and go, yeah, that was me, and attempt to defend it, right? All right, let's go to Terry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hello, good morning. I want to know how come if these drones that were flying were all legitimate, why did it take so long to find out?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think that's a failure on the Trump administration. For whatever reason,
Biden. They
didn't want, Biden administration, thank you. They didn't want people to know, and I don't know why. And maybe some of this is research and things that they don't want to make public. But all you have to do is say, yeah, there's research taking place, and we're not going to talk any more about it, you know, but you're safe. That's what they could have done. But they didn't. And it took the Trump administration getting in there going, all right, what's the real deal? Oh, the FAA, they said it's okay. Some were recreational. Some were, professionals. But we gave them the right to flight. Some were doing research. 877-975-9825. Try to call in right away, and we'll squeeze you in. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you, I hope that don't play that song like you played the other day, because people might take it the wrong way. They might think it's, well, taking a little 15, 20 million lessons, you know, we are the world. Don't play it again. Too many people might take that song the wrong way. What's bugging me also is they said that the Democrats are coming with an olive branch in one hand, yeah, and a knife in the other. They're not to be trusted with the likes of Joy Reid, the View, and the media. We can't trust the Democrats, no matter what.
Yeah, I don't know if it's your phone or whatever, but I'm having trouble here. I know you don't want us to play We Are the World. Other than that, I couldn't pick up on too much. Let's go to Katie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I know everything's been political, but Bob, what's bothering me this morning, bugging me, is people in parking lots like at Kmart and Publix, Walmart and Publix, walking in the middle of the road. When you're trying to drive down and park, that's what's bugging me this morning.
I agree with that one.
Yeah, if there's crosswalks, talk about in the parking lot.
No, she's talking like where you would drive to pick your parking spot.
Oh, just randomly walking through the lot?
No, they walk in the middle of the drive lane. They don't stay to one side of the other where the cars are parked. I agree with that.
People being inconsiderate? I'm shocked.
I know.
Good morning, Carol. What's bugging you?
Hi, who are the two bozos holding up the session for DeSantis to get rid of these illegal aliens? When something happens, are they going to take responsible for the raping and the robberies and the beatings that people are getting in the meantime?
Yeah, we'll have to dig into that. There is unrest between Governor DeSantis and high-ranking members of the Florida legislature, and we'll try to peel that back a little bit and expose it for what it is. All right. Appreciate the input. It is 7:28, and you're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, right here on 97.3 The Sky. 7:34, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. You never have to miss a minute of the show. Simply click on subscribe, and there you have it. All right, one of your top stories is Randy Fine won the primary. This is the seat that Mike Waltz vacated, 6th Congressional District. So Randy Fine won the Republican side of the primary, and Josh Wheel won the Democrat primary. They will face each other in another special election on April 1st. And like I mentioned earlier, coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be joining us. And it's the first year of the wood snake in 60 years.
Okay.
The year of the wood snake. Yeah, this is the Chinese New Year.
Ah, okay.
And so, you know, they gotta have a pet or whatever. And what would you call it?
I don't know.
So this Feng Shui master, they interviewed, they talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
About what does it mean the year of the wood snake. And he says, well, it means weird things for New York City.
Oh.
Well, I could have done that.
It's been weird
for a long
time.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said the five boroughs are in for a challenging year of the wood snake, with a lunar new year predicted to bring major ups and downs and upheaval for New York's embattled leadership.
Mm.
Again,
yeah,
that would be shocking. All right. They said the last time it slithered through the Big Apple, it was 1965. So the New York Post sat down with this guy. He's a master, R.D. Chin. And they talked to him about the final days of, you know, the current, what was the current year of the wood dragon. And to apply the ancient Chinese practice to predict the Big Apple's fortune over the coming year. He said the purpose is to give you a heads up, give you peace of mind about what is going to come for this year. When the predictions are pretty vague,
yeah,
how does that give you peace of mind?
Yeah, because then anything you see, go, oh, that's what that was. Oh, wait a minute. I don't know.
Well, first he straightened a lot of folks out, really including myself, that feng shui isn't just about your physical space around you, that sphere.
You mean I did put the lamp in the right place?
Well, even whether you did or you didn't, feng shui is bigger than that, Greg.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Bigger than your living room.
All right.
Now, the guy's actually an architect by trade.
How ironic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's funny.
So anyway, they use Chinese numerology, mythology, astrology. They kind of matrix that all together, if you will. Bottom line is, he said that it's going to be, that major changes are going to happen. Again, you know, where's the revelation in that?
Sounds like they took a bunch of things I don't believe in and mixed them all up.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. But he did talk about some, you know, who is going to do well. All right, who's going to do well?
Okay.
Those hoping to start a new career are in for some good news. Professions and careers are on the upward trend. Okay, that's good. The film industry, as well as fine arts, IT, advertising, and beauty will see a nice boost. Some industries, however, will not see the same prosperity. CNN. Well, I just threw that in there.
Okay.
Jobs. Jobs that help or educate people, whether mentally or spiritually, including healthcare, will see major changes and trimming, he called it. This includes writers, teachers, publishers, agriculture, organic food, cultural publications, mental health practitioners, family counselors, nurses, and doctors. Huh. He said financial institutions and banks will see instability with drastic ups and downs forecasted throughout the year. And he said, if you're a New Yorker looking to take a trip in the coming year, you better do your major planning. Don't leave anything out. Yep. And plan for contingencies. That means there could be a lot of challenges associated with travel. So hopefully that helped not everybody to make their plans. Look, you know, you can engage in whatever you want. And I think I find it, well, interesting, but how do you use it?
Right.
How do you really use it?
Like making daily decisions. How is this going to affect me? What do I do different or whatever?
I mean, if you say the banks are going to be up and down, but you don't know when they're going to be up, when they're going to be down.
Yeah.
How does that change what you knew yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Because you don't know until it happens.
Yeah.
And then it's too late.
Big, exactly. It's like, how, you know, well, if you try to prepare for, you know, everything, well, maybe you'll be prepared.
Right.
But how do you prepare for everything and anything? Anyway, I thought it was interesting that they went to the trouble to talk to this guy. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's a trained architect. So, you know, and practices this. So, at least you can say he just, they just didn't roll him out of a, you know, the gutter somewhere and
some
say, we're going to do an interview. Well, here, put these robes on.
There's a visual.
But I think really it's about prioritizing and getting things done and getting things squared away, because no matter what, that's always a good feeling to know that, you know, you you've got some protection over here, you've got some things organized over there, and then whatever challenges come to face you, you'll be at least in a little bit better shape to take them on.
Makes sense.
What are you going to do this year, Greg, in the year of the wood snake?
Well, I keep trying to get ahead on putting money, like paying off some other stuff, but I keep having other things happen.
It was an emergency that you needed your Jeep windows tinted. I mean, clearly that you dip into the emergency fund for that, right?
Okay, you got me on that one.
Ooh.
But my wife's car needed a repair. It was a couple of grand right before Christmas. Then after Christmas, the dishwasher breaks.
Dishwasher.
And then the furnace acting up a little bit. Obviously would not do it in front of the tech. It's like when you take your car to the shop and it works just fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little issue, but it only happens about 5% of the time, which is important if your furnace doesn't come back on and it's a cold day. But so what I want to get ahead on, I can't because other things keep happening.
That's the thing about life, isn't it?
It is.
There's always something happening.
Yeah.
But the checks that come out of nowhere in the mail are far and few between.
Yeah, I've been watching for one of them. I hit the mailbox every day just in case.
You never know.
Yeah.
It's happened maybe not precisely like the... Well, actually, the mailbox thing has happened.
That's true.
When we're, in tough straits and you say, hey, dear Lord, could you lend us a hand here?
Mm-hmm.
And he has. And that's...
There you go.
Keep the faith. Keep the faith. If you have it. Mm-hmm. If you don't, take a look at it.
Yeah.
See what you think.
But if you call in and complain about it, like somebody does, we already know how you feel. We already know.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
It's okay.
It's an opinion. That's fine.
We're the bastion of, free speech.
Sure.
And, as long as you don't get nasty or say, things that you can't say on the radio, then we can't deal with you any further.
No.
All right. What?
No, nothing. I was going to say, if you really tick Bob off.
Well, yeah, there's no reason to do that.
Yes, there's reasons.
Here's my philosophy, okay? Yes. Uh-huh. This show is, in many ways, kind of like my kitchen table. And I invite everybody to, sit at the kitchen table. And, mm-hmm. If you've been invited in, you can give your point of view.
But it's still your table.
Yeah, if you're going to be rude, nasty, or attacking on a personal level, you can attack an idea or a concept that I threw out there and said, hey, I think this is pretty good. You could say, I don't agree. Uh-huh. And here's why.
But how you do it means everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. That's how you do it. You kind of
debate
back and forth.
Still Bob Stable.
Over the weekend, Congressman Eric Burleson used a post on X describing the National Firearms Act as government overreach and renewed his call for its repeal. Wow.
Yeah.
The NFA, that has been around for a long time, hasn't it, Greg?
Yeah, it'd be nice if it went away.
This is the one that dealt with machine guns when... You have these mobs and stuff running around the countryside.
But then other things that aren't like suppressors, that the left try to make a bad thing because they've watched way too many spy movies.
The National Firearms Act is the federal law that controls the sale, possession, and transfer of firearms and or accessories, often referred to as Class 3.
Mm-hmm.
That includes suppressors, short-barreled shotguns, short-barreled rifles, machine guns, etc. In light of the National Firearms Act, a law-abiding gun owner who wants a suppressor must submit photographs and fingerprints, pay a $200 federal tax, submit to an extended background check, and have his accessory registered with the ATF.
Which is totally ridiculous.
The NFA is a gun control law which was passed in response to gun violence carried out by mobsters and gangsters during the Prohibition era. A gun control which hangs over the heads of every law-abiding citizen who wants to buy firearms or accessories under NFA purview at this time. And he's zeroing in on the $200 federal tax is one of his areas of focus.
And that's where everything on that whole, on braces versus stocks and back and forth and how you hold it, it just all needs to go away.
And who doesn't know the rules and who doesn't care?
Yeah.
The outlaws, mm-hmm. the dangerous ones, those people who...
Criminals.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the whole thing, is they don't obey the law. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and Congresswoman Kat Kamick in about 20 minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:49. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick will be joining us. And what's going to happen in D.C. today? Yeah, starting at around 10 a.m., the senators will have at it. And when I say have at it, I think there'll be some level, there's going to be basically an attack on RFK Jr. This is Trump's nominee for Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services. And this will emphasize that he is not anti-vaccine, apparently. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure the committee is clear about a few things. News reports have claimed that I am anti-vax or anti-industry. Well, I'm neither. I am pro-safety.
Nice.
That's apparently what he's going to say in his opening statement. It was shared first with Fox News. If Kennedy is confirmed, he would have control over 18 powerful federal agencies, including the CDC and the FDA and the NIH and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. That is a big job, an important job. That really, I mean, between all those agencies, probably affect every single American.
Oh, one way or the other.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One way or another.
Yeah.
And look, coming at it from a fresh perspective with fresh eyes and somebody who is willing to definitely think outside the box, he's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he carries with him a lot of baggage. There's things that he has said. And of course, like anybody else that's a little bit controversial, especially once they decide, oh, he could be in the Trump administration. He's teaming up with Trump. Remember that when he started to back Trump up? All of a sudden, then they would take, you know, his statements and things out of context and blow it up and try to make him sound, for lack of a better term, kind of kooky.
A little quirky. Quirky.
Quirky
crazy.
And kooky.
Both. A little crazy. Yeah.
Kennedy will emphasize, apparently, he's not the enemy of food producers. American farms are the bedrock of our culture and national security. I want to work with our farmers and food producers to remove burdensome regulations and unleash American ingenuity. And there's also Thursday in front of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. They're expected to be contentious because of Kennedy's controversial vaccine views, including his repeated claims linking vaccines to autism, which has been debunked by scientific research. He also served for years as the chair or chief legal counsel for Children's Health Defense, a nonprofit that he founded that's advocated against vaccines and sued the federal government numerous times, including a challenge over the authorization of the COVID vaccine for children. Well, I mean, they cite the absolute one thing that I don't think can be denied. Maybe there's still some doctors that might go against this, but I mean, our own, Dr. John said right from the very beginning, and they weren't even talking about kids yet. He goes, they better not try to vaccinate the kids. They will develop this, you know, natural immunity. They're strong unless they have comorbidities. But again, he's absolutely right on that one. Absolutely right. So it'll be very interesting to see what he has asked and what he says. Look, he kind of makes his point here. He says, in my advocacy, I have disrupted and disturbed the status quo by asking uncomfortable questions. Well, I won't apologize for that. We have massive health problems in this country that we must face honestly. So I think a lot of the things he's talked about and others, this reformation and things that we need to do, I use absolutely on the right page. But is he the guy to do that? Is he the guy to bring that forward? And who do we have on? Is this... Wow. Great timing. Dr. John, good morning. Thoughts about RFK Jr.? Should he be confirmed? Would he be a good pick?
Oh, my Lord, yes. Of course he'll be an amazing pick. You know, we need more people in D.C. that are willing to challenge the narrative. And I tell you, you know, I could go all day telling you about the stuff, the frightening stuff I see in our healthcare system. There's got a great stuff in America's healthcare system. But the stuff that Bobby Kennedy points out is legitimate. The fact that people do not get informed consent, the fact that pediatricians continue to throw parents out of the office when they just want to make informed decisions about their kids. And listen, the whole vaccine thing, yeah, I went to Kansas City. I spoke with him and also a guy named Del Bigtree. You may have heard of him. And the presentations about how these vaccines were rolled out, the callousness, the callous attitude, the careless attitude of people who said they don't need to do the studies. We just roll them out. So, yeah, there are very few safety data. The fact that these vaccine companies are immune from lawsuits and have been for decades, you know, when parents are damaged. So he's just trying to say, listen, parents deserve to make informed decisions. He's the first person we're going to have ever up there in my career overseeing the CDC and the FDA that understands this idea that parents are entitled to make informed decisions for their children. And, of course, we for ourselves. Yeah, he's got his baggage. Who doesn't anymore up in D.C.? But he needs all the support we can get. You know, Mitch McConnell is going to be a definite no on him, and I'm sure there'll be a couple others we've got to work on. So, you know, talk to Kat Kamick about it, but we got to get the Senate on board.
Let me ask you this. So the new vaccines, mRNA or RMNA, I'm sorry.
mRNA, yeah.
Yeah. So these new vaccines, very problematic question, questionable. Does that mean all vaccines are bad or earlier vaccines are still considered effective and useful?
Great question. The mRNA platform is problematic, and we'll just leave it at that. The older vaccines are the ones that historically we've been looking at now. I mean, we're starting to say, hey, autism, no autism connection. You go back and look. Frankly, there is a connection. The problem is we did not do the studies. We're bombarding children. We in this country give children more vaccines than any other country in the world in terms of the number, the frequency, you know, 4 in 1. Yeah, the older vaccines have their problems. And those diseases, many of them are not even diseases that we need vaccines against anymore.
Well, Dr. John, I hate to cut you off. We've got to get Congresswoman Kat Kamick on, and we will definitely talk to you again very soon. Thank you. 97.3 The Sky.